time for the best morning show on radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Sherry in the Morning. To join the show, dial 323-203-0815 and get in on the fun. And now, here's your morning show hosts, Sam and Sherry.
And it's Thursday, October 15th, and I'm sorry for the fuck-up in the beginning. We'll take it out in post.
Maybe they were just confused and they didn't even get it. Maybe they thought they were dumb and still sleeping.
Who is they?
The listeners. Oh, okay. Meaning,
that's a good thing to say to the listeners. I think they're dumb.
I think they're dumb. I said maybe they're dumb.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's almost like almost convicted.
Yeah. We haven't started yet. You're already backpedaling.
It's because you just called me out. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, that's what we're here for, right? To keep each other in line.
Okay. I thought I was coming here like to spread a little love and sunshine, instead of defending myself.
Well, you should know better.
I do. I'm learning.
So
I'm learning.
Good morning,
sunshine.
The sunshine is outside. I've never been
it
called
is.
That before.
Really?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things to call people.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
so
you
it's
especially.
Not only me,
no,
right?
No. You especially, though.
Yeah.
Because it's such a, what's the word? It's so ironic.
Thank you very much.
Although this morning you are extra sunshiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I don't know. What happened?
Nothing.
Because, you know, usually when I ask you how you're doing in the morning, you're like, fine. This morning you're like, really good.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. That's awesome to hear.
Yeah. No, I just tell people what they want to hear.
So you're a people pleaser. Great. Yeah. I'll never trust you again.
Indeed, I am. I am. That's a problem.
Uh-huh. If you were a people pleaser, I would have had my water this morning. I'd be having a back rub.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll do that tomorrow.
Yes.
I wasn't thinking about that. It's too early.
God, you're so easy. I love it. Yeah. So how's your morning going so far?
My morning is obviously going real good.
Mm-hmm.
And yours, how was
I'm
the drive to work?
It was awesome, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, just because...
An awesome drive to work.
It was.
That's unusual.
Is that a smart-ass comment?
No, really.
No, because my drive's always awesome.
Yeah?
But this morning, especially because not only was the sun shining, but I noticed, finally, the trees have all changed colors. I don't know if you saw that.
I do notice it every once in a while, but it doesn't happen that much here. It's only certain trees, right?
Well, no, but like over the last few weeks since it started getting a little cooler, I keep looking at the trees because it's my favorite part season, you know,
right.
And being back east and missing it. And so this morning they were just so bright. There was like pink and orange like every other tree was. And then when I was coming over Laurel Canyon, you could see the mountains and there was a little mist over it. And I felt like I was up in northern New York, like kind of like in the Adirondacks. Like, so it was like this beautiful feeling of being back east, but still being in sunny California with the palm trees.
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
And I thought about you. I was like, I want to take him on this ride.
You see, you're living in awe, you know?
Living consciously. I was very upset that he liked your phrase better than mine. But I think it's because you were talking over me.
Yeah, right.
I'm such a big baby sometimes. And don't say sometimes.
Yeah, I know. So you tell me this morning that you talk too much and I went duh or something like that. Or I should have gone duh.
Okay, no laughing. What? Yes, I realize that. I mean, I didn't just realize. I mean, I've always known that I'm a talker. But
but that's what you're here for. Do you understand that?
Oh.
There's no such thing as talking too much.
Well, but I mean, in comparison to you, because I listen to some of the shows, and then I do a little skipping, and every time I skip, just like a random skip, it's back to my voice. There's like none of you in there.
Good.
Except like, wait, no.
No, that's good.
No, I want to know.
I mean, in every conversation I read somewhere, I don't know what they call it, but one person is really good at throwing out ideas, and the other one is like really good at
catching
picking up on ideas and
so
stuff.
So you're a catcher, not a pitcher.
I think so, yeah. I think that's what
it is.
That's hot. Yeah, thank you very much. She's already picturing a fucking dildo or something, or a strap-on.
I was just picturing a really good-looking guy behind you.
You know what?
I know what you want to say. F you.
I do. It almost came out.
Well, speaking of gay, it's one of my best friend's 30th birthday today.
Uh-huh.
Really? So I want to wish him a happy birthday, Roy. But I realized something this morning that besides gay men, being gay. No, but I mean, you know, What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that a gay man will never be straight because, number one, he likes men, but also the things that he says.
Right.
He sends me a text this morning, and it's not just about clothing. He sends me a text that says, wow, now I'm as old as you. And I thought, a straight man would never say that to a woman because they know the rules.
Yeah,
you know, you don't talk about age, but it's so obvious that he doesn't like women because he just said, I'm as old as you. And I said, you mean as wise, is what I texted back.
You know, many of them are not known as being sensitive.
Even
they come out right out and say,
yeah,
what they
this
think.
Is such a stereotype. But growing up, my mom had this gay friend, and he was a florist. And we didn't really know he was gay, but then my mom would tell us that he was, and she used to say that gay men are really, like, they have really bad temper. She said they could be the nicest men in the world, but when, man, then they get mad, they get angry. So now, like, my closest friends are gay, and every time they get mad, I'm like, I knew my mom was right. You guys have some serious tempers.
Nothing like stereotyping.
That's what I'm saying.
So what's a friend's name again?
Roy.
Okay, we'll play something for him.
And he listens every day, too.
Really?
My only friend.
This is just for Roy.
Thirty,
huh? Mm-hmm. All of 30.
Yep. You're like, okay, I'm done being nice. But I remember being 29 and turning 30 and thinking that was like the biggest deal ever. And it was like I had to get my life together at that point. I had to take my nose ring out, my tongue ring.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm an adult now, you know?
There
I have to get
go.
Serious.
Yeah.
But now 5 years later, I'm like, I really want a tongue ring again.
Yeah.
Nose ring.
No, you don't, Sherry. If you want to be the guy, don't do it.
Oh, before it was like, be yourself and a man will like you. Now I've got to change myself.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't be yourself. With a piercing.
What about if I
put be 95% yourself and 5% respectable?
Wow, you're not judgmental at all. No. Really, do you find piercings unattractive?
I don't like piercings. Yeah.
But you've never seen them on me.
So?
Maybe you'd find it pretty.
No, I don't know. Like between tattoos and that, I never could get used to it.
Yeah. See, I love like the whole suicide girl type thing. That's my alter ego.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Like, I think it's really sexy. Like, if I had a hot body, I'd be like tatted up arms and if I wasn't an actress. Yeah.
Right. So you don't have any tattoos?
Well, two, but the small ones, the jellyfish. That was supposed to be a star. I'm the worst tattoo artist ever, Syracuse, New York. But I don't know what I was expecting, like some college town. Just gave someone a needle and be like, go.
Did they have it on sale or something? Or a coupon?
It was one of the stupid ones on the wall that everybody gets and you just point something out.
Yeah.
Coupon, shut up. And then the other one's that crazy goofy sun that I kind of have on my butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sun on your butt.
But yeah, but it's not just a sun. It's like this, he's making this crazy face.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then, so I don't know how I expect people to take me seriously. They're like doing me from behind and I'm like, this.
No, I mean, that's the only purpose of fucking tattoos on your back.
Oh, they're going to say the only purpose of fucking is from behind.
Yeah, to look at your tattoos.
Well, it takes away the attention from my fat ass.
You think way too fast. You're always ahead of me. You think you already know what I'm going to say.
I, you know what? It's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem because every time like I cut some friends off and they're like, that's not what I was going to say. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll shut up. And I always tell people, I'm like, listen more than you speak. And I should be the first person to do that.
But, you know, I think it's from being impatient. Are you impatient?
Only in traffic.
Yeah?
Yeah, only in traffic. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I am.
You are. I mean, if you can't let someone finish what they're saying.
No, I just think I'm smarter, funnier, and better.
I know. Well, me too. But I don't think, I mean, sometimes I catch myself really interrupting people.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you know what it is, honestly? It's because all my friends are really witty and really clever, and they're always giving these one-liners. And so I try to cut them off before they're about to say it to me. So I think I've gotten used to doing that. So now I'm doing it to you. It's terrible. I'm
you're
sorry.
You're just trying to show you're smart. I know. Oh, I've heard that one before already.
Well, it's hard because you're super intelligent, so I got to keep up.
Excuse me, super intelligent?
I'm just
well, that's
your
very
ego.
Nice of you.
Are you supposed to do that with men? Feed their ego?
Yeah, I suppose. I just don't know how to take compliments very well.
I didn't either until this last year.
Really?
Yeah, people used to say stuff to me and give me compliments, and I'd be like, shut up. No, you're dumb.
Yeah.
I'd give
but
an insult.
How stupid it is. Yeah, you're insulting
think
them.
Think them for being nice to me.
I know.
Well, because I couldn't buy it myself. And then finally I just said, whether you believe it or not, just start accepting and just take it in and be like, thank you.
Yeah.
And it was
yeah.
really hard at first. And now I'm like, duh.
I know.
Of course I am.
You see, and I just did that too. And I always tell people, you know, it's like you should just, you know, if you get a compliment, don't fight it. Just, you know, even don't say anything.
But you should say thank you.
Yeah, I guess, you know. But definitely don't say, no, you're full of shit. You know?
I know. And I would get really bad at that because I'd be like, shut up. You're so stupid. And it was only because I was so uncomfortable and insecure with the comment, you know, the compliment. Yeah. But I have some friends now that are constantly complimenting me, especially in emails, like really nice things that they say to me. And it's so hard to, like, just take it in because I just want to write back, shut up, you're so stupid, you know. But I'm just like, take it in.
Yeah.
So
you see, I mean, your work is never done, you know.
No.
I mean, you've got to work in that self-esteem, you know.
I know. And,
not just you, I mean, specifically, people. But in general.
Absolutely, because it's that whole thing of, like, when you think that you've learned enough, there's always still more to learn. You never know enough.
Yeah.
You know. And I realized, you know, I talked a lot about what I talked about yesterday, and I don't want to get all deep again because that was a lot for me. And I'm still dealing with it today, the after effects of when you learn stuff, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, just remind us what you were talking about for those who didn't listen.
I'm trying to remember what I was just about to say. No, just talking about, like, realizing that I still have an issue, you know, with the body and the drinking and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And having to face that. And I'm always the first person that always says, you know, you have to think about things, like change the way you think and all those issues will go away.
Right.
And as I was talking to somebody yesterday in an email, I was writing the same thing to them and I had to delete what I wrote because I thought, you know what, you can change your thinking, but that doesn't mean ignoring it or denying it. What it means is that accepting that it's there, but then knowing how to handle it.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's so easy for someone like myself from the outside to say, just forget about it. Flip the switch, change your thinking, all that, you know,
right,
because I don't
right.
have that issue.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to think, well, what about if someone said that to me about the way I think? It's not that easy.
Yeah. There you go. It's easy to preach to other people.
Right. But what you do change your thinking about, though, really do change your thinking is that you can handle it, is like how to handle those feelings or those emotions when they come up.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the main thing is by not punishing yourself over them. And that's what it was. I was getting so mad at myself that I thought that I was in this great place, which I am.
Right.
Which
right.
I am.
Yeah.
But I thought it was for a different reason, that I had, like, overcome all this stuff. And what it is that they're still there, but it's learning how to deal with them. And that's the new place that I'm in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know? I believe that those lessons keep coming back until you figure it out.
Right.
You know? And then you move on.
I know, but I want to know it all.
Like,
that's really impatient. I guess I am a little impatient. Like, I want to be brilliant right now.
Yeah.
I want to be Buddha.
You are brilliant. Brilliant.
Buddha, come rub my belly. Make a wish.
Really, Buddha, huh? I thought maybe God. You'd want to be God.
No, I'll let God be omnipotent.
Fuck you.
I knew. Sorry. Just couldn't help it. We talked about God.
I was listening to the replay.
Uh-huh, and you probably killed
And the
me.
Author said it a few times the right
uh-huh.
way. And every time he said it, I like cringe.
I know, I listened to it, and I was like, oh, you're so hating yourself listening to that part.
I was.
I know, but we let
it's
go.
Embarrassing.
We let
yeah.
it go.
Yeah.
Well, it's embarrassing when you talk about things I know nothing about.
No, that's not embarrassing.
No, it is. When you're talking to an author and I so want to, like, jump in, but I have nothing to say except, so, is it sunny outside? How's your day? Do you love your wife? Are you being kind to strangers?
I don't know. I just can tell you that since I came here to this country, I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing for me was, like, to fit in. So I wanted to sound like everybody else. Well, 35 years later, I still don't.
Why? You're smarter.
What does that have to do
you
with...
You mean, like, sound like no accent? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you still have one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but you're comprehensible.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Yes, that's a word. He just looked at
Gee,
like
that makes me feel good. You're comprehensible.
Actually, see, it was a compliment, and you're taking it the wrong way.
It's not a fucking compliment.
It is.
It's not. You should go. You should say,
you're brilliant.
I don't hear any accent.
That would just be bold-faced lies. I am an honest person. What I mean is that you're blessed that you're comprehensible. And you need to embrace your culture. And
yes.
Which I notice, are you proud of being Israeli?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you kind of try to fight it a little bit.
I do.
I can
do
tell.
Sometimes.
See?
Yeah.
See? Let's talk about
that. But it's not
this.
That I fight it. It's just I always wanted to fit in here.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you come to a new place.
Right.
You know, everybody's, like, different. They speak differently.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. But as a kid, you want to fit in. And
yeah.
It kind of, like, stayed with me.
You know? I just think it makes people more interesting because we all are surrounded by each other and Americans and all that stuff. And right. I really feel like
this it wasn't like that 35 years ago in Vegas, let me tell you. It was pretty much all, you know, white trash.
Yeah, and so you came in as Israeli. You stood out.
Yeah, I suppose.
So you wanted to be white trash?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I wanted to fit in with everybody else and just pick up a 40 and lose some teeth and walk around with a cigarette dangling out of your mouth.
Yeah. Sounds like it, yeah.
I don't know. I just think I think that you have so much more to offer because you have lived here now 30-something years, right. And you come from another country, and you have so much like just to bring.
Yeah. Plus, some people say they love the accent, you know. So what the fuck, you know?
It's
you
hot.
Never know. Yeah, it's hot.
It's hot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But
I like ethnic people.
Yeah.
And comprehensible people.
Okay. So, what did I want to say?
Oh, you got thrown off by the compliments.
Yeah, I did. I'm like totally. Like. So one time, one of our hosts, you know, brought a guest to his show, and this was like a speech coach to the stars and stuff. You know, this guy's like worked with everybody. You know, British accents, Australian accents, all that kind of thing. And I called in and I said, you know, can you do something with me?
He's like, you're a lost cause.
So he says, well, why do you want to do anything about it? And I said, I want to sound like everybody else. You know, I want to sound like an American. He says, well, what does an American sound like? I said, well, they sound like they're from here. They don't sound like me. So
what a great vision.
So he said, why would you want to sound like everybody else? You know, he says, you have something unique. You know, and so, you know, when you speak, people know who you are and stuff. Mm-hmm. So why would you want to change? And I said, you know what? You've got something there, you know?
And it's easier way out. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah. I mean, the point in this world, really, to succeed, you have to stand out. You have to be different somehow, you know? And, you know, whether it's in business or in life.
Sometimes standing out is just being yourself because not everybody knows how to do that.
Right.
You know?
Right, yeah.
So you stand out.
I do.
You're different. You're brilliant.
I've always felt different.
You should start doing your show in Hebrew.
Very complicated. Yeah.
I wish you'd bring in your Hebrew music.
I do have it here.
I'm
really embarrassed to play it.
Why?
Though. I don't know. And I've played it before.
Oh, are you embarrassed in front of me? No.
Yeah. No,
you're not. I can't sing. Just because I might start going...
Yeah, because you know what happens is I try to picture an American really listening to that song and not knowing a word, and it just sounds weird to them, you know?
Well, I don't know a word. I'm American. I'll let you know. I'll let you know how weird it is.
You haven't learned any Hebrew? Did you have bat mitzvah?
No, I had a choice of either a bat mitzvah or a sweet 16. Come on, you're that age.
Figures.
I'm like, sweet 16. And instead, and then when sweet 16 came, I was like, well, you can either have a sweet 16 party or you can, I was in Florida at the time, or you can go to California with your best friend.
Oh,
I was like,
well, yeah,
that, and he was a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when
the
we, had,
the
we had fun on the airplane at 15. But that's when I ended up being gay. So maybe I should have chosen the sweet 16 party. I don't know, but no, the only prayers, I mean, the only thing I know are like, you know, at Hanukkah and
yeah, the prayers
and prayers
stuff.
Over bread and
right.
That kind of stuff and wine.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Cool. Well, you know, I don't know. I'll play it. Okay. But don't laugh.
I'm not. I want to look at you. So this is you. How long ago was this?
This was like, well, this song I wrote when I was 17.
Oh. So
yeah.
About 40 years ago? I love you. Fuck you. I
just want to say fuck you all morning because you're on my case.
You say that every day about me. Well, wait, before you play it, though, tell us the name of it.
Okay. Well, okay, so you want me to give you a little
background
backstory,
yeah.
for this? Okay, somebody's sending me
all kinds of shit. Because I don't want
anyone
to laugh at you.
Me. Nobody's going to laugh, I'm sure.
Come punch them.
Yeah, I mean, people listen to world music all the time, right? I mean, why is it okay to listen to African music?
I thought so, but just 2 seconds ago, you said people are going to be judgmental.
I know, well, you see,
I'm like talking to it like schizophrenic.
Yeah, those are two of my voices in my head.
I know. I could tell you did it to me yesterday at some point. Yeah. About, yeah, you go back and forth. I'm like, huh?
It's like one voice is my mother and one is my father, you know? It's like, no, do this, do that, do this, do that. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do?
Just to go right in the middle of them, because I have them too. Mine really is the devil and the angel. All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. All the time.
Man.
Well, I'm glad you... So whose choice did you make right now, your mom's or your dad's, by playing the music?
I don't know whose choice. Neither one. Well, you got to understand, they're both pessimists, you know?
Oh,
so
you had no chance.
Yeah, no chance at all.
You're just a walking mess.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like it.
But sometimes, yeah. Like right now, I just want to take snapshots of your smile right now because you're so happy. I love
it. I am happy. Every time I come in here, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. You've really improved the show.
I want to believe that so badly.
On your way to domination.
Shut up. That was another thing I had to talk to you about. Well, I'm not trying to dominate.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. I know. Because I thought it was funny.
I know it was.
And now your friends are subscribing.
I know.
To it as
I read
well.
That. That was really funny, though, what you wrote. So I think one of my friends wrote in and said that that I was doing great on the show, and look out, Ryan Seacrest and Sam Wright.
Go Sherry
and Sam goes. I don't know, like word for word, but it was, what did you say?
I said,
Which is always making me laugh.
There are two people in the show. I'm feeling unnecessary.
But it was just like, there's two people in the show. That's how I read it in my head. I'm feeling unnecessary. And I couldn't stop laughing. It was really funny. And I was just like, oh my God, my friends need to stop. Because I'm going to be fired.
I'm feeling assaulted from all directions.
Because everybody's, well, it's my page. They wouldn't go on your page and be like, Cherry's great. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they're not going to be like, Sam's awesome.
Yeah.
Although my friend did tell me and said, you know, because they talked about, I should, you know, eventually get my own show. Uh-huh. And then they said, but you know what? They said, you know, about us and that we just have great chemistry. And they said, I would be able to do it, but it basically came down to, I wouldn't be able to do it without you.
Well,
you know?
Not necessarily. It would be a different show.
Right.
But you probably could.
Well, I mean,
look, you're doing all these videos and you're talking to yourself, you know?
All 37 subscribers. Thank you.
So, you know, I mean.
Well, I'd have you in every day as a guest.
Yeah.
Okay, back to your
just
Hebrew.
Just send me the fucking janitor and that's it, you know?
No, just run the board and shut up.
And then you tell me, you don't say anything.
I know, and then tell me how pretty I look.
Well, that goes without saying. I don't have to remind you every morning.
You do.
Oh, I do?
You do, because you told your co-host all the time how hot they looked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you did. You were like, you look hot today. You look hot today. And
yeah.
I said, oh.
Well, maybe I don't want to embarrass you, you know? I mean, I
yeah,
because
I look yeah. like the embarrassed type.
No.
I'm just kidding, Sam. Yeah. Let's talk about your Hebrew story.
Okay, for the record, you are beautiful.
Thanks.
Okay? And like you said, you know, you wouldn't sit here for 2 hours looking at someone ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing here, okay?
Is that why we don't have boy co-hosts?
Exactly.
Got it.
No, you do.
Got it.
Yeah. And here you are bringing me male guests, you know?
I know. I've been avoiding because I have so many male guests.
I know.
People, and I'm just like, this is so not what he wants.
Yeah, well, find some girlfriends too. That would be fun.
I do, but they're not as interesting as my male friends.
Well,
I have mostly male friends.
We'll make him interesting.
I have mostly male friends. That's what I grew up around,
yeah.
You know, but they have great stories.
Okay. Well, we have one coming in at 10 today.
We do. Oh, and I just want to say something because it was important. The other day, my friend Robert that was here from the Mountain Man
stuff,
he is an artist and a drummer, and he forgot, and I feel bad, he wanted to plug his site because he sells art and stuff. And and he has his backstory, which he didn't get to talk into, he had a really bad drug addiction.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Years ago, before I knew him and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so he's come from, like, there's so much, like, behind a story, but, you know,
right.
We obviously didn't get there. But to be at the place where he's at now is, like, this huge, huge thing.
Yeah.
But he can't afford his own website anymore, so it's now just his MySpace, but I do want to plug it for him.
Right.
Because I got some emails from people that
he
actually...
He can have a website for $5 a month. He can't afford that?
Well, he's up in the wilderness. What
yeah.
do you think he's doing?
Yeah, he can't really fucking update it or anything.
He can't do anything. Yeah. But I had like two emails from people that were actually really interested in a story, Strangers, which I thought was cool. So I just wanted to say that it is myspace.com, harshart.com, which is harsharat.com.
Yeah.
So myspace.com/SCH,
yeah. That's his
H-A-R-S,
name,
yeah, harshart.
Right.
.com. Okay, I'm done with that.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me do that. So back to your story of your Hebrew song.
Yeah.
I'm not letting you out of this. I'm not letting you out of this. So the backstory behind
it. Yeah, so I started playing the guitar at about 12, 13, right? And, you know, soon I started writing songs and stuff. So I wrote a few songs and stuff about things that happened in my life. But then, like at 17, when I came out here, I just you know, the lyrics just came to me and stuff. And why am I telling you this? You won't understand the lyrics
anyway.
But
I want to know what it's called in English.
It's called A Simple Story. And actually what it's about this girl meeting this guy. Uh-huh. And
you wrote this one at 17?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so this girl meeting this guy, and he becomes like the world to her, but he doesn't really give much damn about her because she's too young and she doesn't understand and all that. Mm-hmm. And you gotta understand, this is not for my life. I mean, I was 17 when I wrote this, you know. So people obviously always ask, does this happen to you? Uh-huh. Well, no, you know. So he just kind of leaves her, and then she kills herself because of that. Yeah. So I don't know how the fuck this story happened.
No, I can tell you grew up around pessimistic parents. Jesus, that's dark. Love killed me.
Yes, it is dark.
I was expecting this beautiful love story, and he killed himself.
Yeah. Maybe it was a fantasy that I'll break somebody's heart, and then she'll kill herself for me. You know, she loved me that much.
Damn you all.
I don't know. I'm trying to analyze.
But here, I want to say something, though, about you said people aren't going to understand it. Think about people that go to the opera all the time. They don't understand anything, but there's so much emotion. And
that's true.
So
that's true.
Maybe the next song that you play, you shouldn't tell me what it's about, and I see if I can guess.
Yeah.
See how good you really are.
Yeah, I doubt it, okay?
Okay, let's play. I'm excited.
But you'll notice that it's sort of like 70s style, you know, because that's about when I wrote it, you know? And so I recorded this finally. I always played it over the years just on the guitar. And I always wanted to see what it sounded like with a band and everything. So I hooked up with this guy. And
were they rabbis? Like you went to the temple?
No, rabbis. Okay. No rabbis. It's actually a cool guy. Rabbis.
Don't they play music at temple? You got like the Jew
I'm
band.
I'm so removed from the temple. I can't even tell
Which
you.
Which is another interesting story that you... Oh, but you okay, but anyway... Yeah. Back to the music. I mean, that you're so far from that, you know, considering that you came from that.
Yeah, I did.
It's like you rebelled.
But I never really grew up religious. It's just like more traditional and stuff, you know. So in Israel, more people observe the holidays and things like that, you know. Uh-huh. But still, many people are secular, you know. They're not religious.
I just picture, I guess, because you know Israel as you know, that it's a homeland.
Yeah.
And so I just picture like what
the Holy Land, you mean.
Well, it's our homeland.
Oh, okay.
And it's Holy Land.
Homeland, okay.
Homeland Security.
It sounds so Islamic.
No, but we were always told, like, at least I was told, that's like the homeland. Yeah. You've got to go back there and stuff and find your roots. And so I just picture Israel as just a bunch of temples and everybody's in there with, like, long beards and chauffeurs.
That's just Brooklyn.
Blowing horns and such. Curling their twirls.
Not at all. I mean, you'll go there and you'll see how much it is like here.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's the 51st state.
Okay. I don't buy that, but.
Easily. You'll have to go. You really have to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the coolest place.
Well, I heard I missed out on my free trip. Because I guess when you're between certain ages, you get
the
to
birthright?
Go back.
Yeah. Yeah, you missed out on
that. See, homeland, birthright.
Way a long time ago you missed out on that.
Oh, fuck off. See, I could tell you're straight. I mean, gay. You don't make fun of women's age. Or maybe it's just they're all douchebags that haven't called me.
Exactly. Okay. Well, here you get it right in your face. You know that.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, no. What did I just say?
Something that just... clean up
the truth.
On, clean
the
up
truth
on aisle 11.
The truth in your face.
We got a puddle. Ouch.
As her eyes light up.
Shut up. They're twinkling, not lighting up. Well, I guess same thing. Okay, so let's hear your song.
Okay, so that's the story behind this.
Okay.
And I finally recorded it about 2-3 years ago.
Okay.
So there you go.
הצית ליבי כי לאהבה, כי לא היה הוגן. אלמה יפה הייתה אהבה, נתנה לו כל אשר יכלה, אך הוא דחה אותה, הוא לא ידע שהוא היה כל עולמה. הותיר אותה שגרודה, כי בשבילו היא עוד ילדה, שלא ידע איך לספק את יצרה.
Okay, is that enough?
Yes! Let me know!
Yeah.
you know, oh my God, you know, it's so weird listening to you sing.
Really?
Because you sound just like my ex-fiance. He was a singer, and he had a CD out, and it was hi.
What is happening here? Why is this fucking up? Sorry about that. Hold on a second.
I'm getting you in different ears.
Yeah, that was like fucking up here. Okay, anyway.
He's having conversations with himself. Just turn the mic up. Yeah, he had a Spanish album out. He was in a group and stuff, and you sound just like him. As soon as
really?
You started singing, I was like, whoa, it was really weird. But I just pictured people like tuning in, like you said, like just turn it on, and they're like, what am I listening to?
Yeah, what fucking station is this? Some Persian stuff?
It does kind of sound Persian.
Does it really?
I mean, not that I know what Persian
this
sounds
like. This is one
like.
Of the most
you have a
ancient
beautiful voice,
languages.
Though.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love to sing. I really do.
Yeah, you should do it more. I want to hear stuff in English now, so I know what you're singing.
Yeah, well, we'll have to do karaoke. So.
Oh, no.
I have written
some
songs in English, but I haven't really played the guitar in years.
Why?
Because
you're so
busy
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no time. What do you do after you leave here?
No, I guess
go home and read?
Yeah.
Yeah, so does the guitar interrupt
your
books?
No, I work a lot, too. I read at work.
I'm sorry, you read at parties. Why don't next time, instead of bringing a book, bring a guitar and entertain people?
Yeah. There's a good idea.
It is. I have a friend that brings guitars to every party, and then the party, well, the host ends up getting mad because everyone sits around and listens to this person sing. But the person's really good.
Yeah, but yeah, people like to sit around with a guitar and everything.
Yeah,
you know?
you should pull it out again.
Yeah.
I love guitar playing.
Okay.
It's hot.
Yeah. You like pull it out.
See,
I never pulled it out.
You know
before.
What's really funny is that you look like I could look at you and know when you're not listening to me because your eyes glaze over.
Uh-huh.
And I just realized right when you just said that, oh, you were still stuck on pulling it out. You're such a dude.
I know. I'm like so transparent, you know?
Yeah, like I can tell like when you're with me and when you're not because I read people.
Yeah.
And like I can just see like when you're looking over my head.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Sometimes I just leave the room, you know? It's not just you.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying. I'm not feeling insulted. I'm just like, you're rude, not me. I don't feel bad for myself. I feel bad for you missing out on all the brilliant things I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, that's why I listen to the replay. Sometimes I go, did she actually say this? I don't remember.
You don't remember anything anybody says. Guess, and you're like, really? How'd you know that, Sherry? Well, because I listen. Did you know that birthmarks grow back? Moles?
Birthmarks?
Moles?
Oh, really? Why, you mean if you remove them?
Yeah, do you remember when I first started here, I was bleeding through the chest?
Yes.
And I went to the, because my mole had like been 3/4 sliced off, and I went to the dermatologist, and he said, I can remove it if you want, but you could just leave it, and, you know, it might fall off by itself. It might grow back. Well, it has reattached itself.
Really?
I feel like a mutant. Like, I've watched it over this last month just growing back to the
well,
skin.
Well, it reattached, but it didn't grow from scratch.
Well, I didn't say it grows. Okay. I said it grows back. Oh, I guess I did.
Hold on. We've got someone calling on Skype with a poo picture here.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Do you speak English?
No, I don't. Well, you've got a terrible connection. Okay, I'm hanging this up here. What is going on?
What they say? Do you speak English?
Yeah.
No.
And she didn't seem like
didn't
she did.
Did you hear his Hebrew song?
It sounded like a Hebrew accent.
Oh,
yeah. I hope it's not someone from my family embarrassing the shit out of me.
Oh, I hope it is. I wish I knew people in your life. I'd have them call in.
It was a Winnie the Pooh picture.
Why don't you have your? Well, before I say this, is your mom still alive?
Yes.
Do you guys talk?
Both
do you have a good relationship with
them? Oh,
yeah,
very
much
good.
So. Why don't you have them call in so I can ask all about you?
Yeah, my parents are not calling in. First of all, they're in Israel.
Oh, so it'd be long
secondly,
distance.
Yeah, the English would be very, very bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Yours or theirs?
Fuck you.
Again.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start
to keep
track. I
think I'm walking backwards with you.
I like want to put the little lines up in the air, you know, like every time you say fuck you, it like adds on, like, to the count. I'm like, all right, we're up to number 6 already
but
for the day.
But sometimes it sounds funny. That's when I say it, when I think it's funny.
Oh, I think it's
I don't
funny.
Say it all the time.
I'm not insulted.
No?
I don't get easily offended.
Good.
Till later I go home and cry in my bed. Why is he so mean to me? Why won't he let me take over the show? I send subliminal messages. I'm like writing all my friends, leave comments about how great I am on the show. I know in your head right now you're thinking, do you really do that?
No, I don't. I'm just thinking maybe your friends are doing this to
Yeah, you're thinking negatively is what you're thinking. No. That's what you're thinking. No, I don't do any of that. My friends know I love you and I love being here.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Great.
And they can say whatever they want. It doesn't matter.
And they will.
Yeah.
And they will.
They will.
So yesterday I went out
with
the guy I went out with the day before, the one that doesn't drink.
Right.
You're trying to keep track of all the guys,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember
like,
this
which
guy.
Which guy was this?
This is a guy from 5 years ago
yes,
or something?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
That brought up all my issues because I found out he doesn't drink and stuff. And,
right, right.
And then I'm going to try to be sober. And so we went out last night. Like, he invited me out and we went out for tea.
Ah.
I know. My friend texted me and said, what are you, gay? Who goes out for tea? And I said, well, when you're not going to drink alcohol and it's too late for coffee, you have tea.
I see.
I never do
and
that.
And how was it?
It was nice. It was
yeah,
a nice
relaxing. Well, what?
Tea
is supposed
tea
to relax.
It is. It is. This is like the second time I've had tea.
Yeah.
The third time, yeah.
In your life? No, you
yeah,
mean recently.
No, I don't like tea. I never liked tea, and people
really?
Tried to make it for me, but then I had it with Solaris
because
we were at that hippie
the
place. And I was like, I guess I should fit in.
Yeah. Where did it take place, that reading? Where were you?
Some little coffee shop on Melrose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you just sat in a coffee shop and she did this?
Yeah, she
so
had her laptop.
So it's not like a psychic place or anything?
No, no, no.
Oh,
we
okay.
met, like, it was, like, right near her apartment. And she
oh,
just brought
cool.
her laptop
because
yeah. She has, like, her charts and stuff in there to read. And we sat and, you know, we ordered food and we
hung
out. Yeah, we had tea. And then the waitress got all, in, like, interested. And so she was going to do a reading with her once I was done. So she got business.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she talked to me about her musical that she's doing, and she has a role for me, and she sent me the script and wanted me to read it over and the part that she's interested in me playing, which when she talked about it, we found out more and more how similar I am to this character.
Yeah.
Then I read the script, and I was thinking, I don't know. Like, it just seems so I don't know. I don't know if I could play it. Because then I thought, am I a bad actress? Like, I should be able to play anything, right?
Yeah, right, right.
Right, and I read it, and I was like, I'm used to being so much, like, goofier and funnier, and this had, like, a comedic side to it. But I haven't written her back about it or anything like that, but I should do the table read with her.
Yeah, listen, just take the fucking part, okay?
Don't be picky, I'm not a star yet. I'm like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
there'll be more
like
scripts
already,
coming along.
I don't know if I can do this. No, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to say the exact opposite. I can handle any
anything.
Part, any
I
role.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But it's also a musical, and I'm not a singer.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, the singing and stuff.
Well, I love singing.
Let's see. They're calling back again. Man, this is what is going on here? And it comes in as two calls. Okay. Well, I'm not taking any more calls from this number. Winnie the Pooh.
What?
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, you just said it was Pooh. Before.
No, I meant Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
Okay.
I was like, why are you answering anything?
Is that what
I said? Yes, you just said Pooh. And I was like, why is he answering this? And I started thinking this is a crank call.
Yeah.
That you're.
I don't say Pooh.
I was thinking I was going to be insulted somehow in a minute.
Okay, they keep calling, but I don't know what's going on, man.
It's from Israel. That's what all the static is.
It's like what is happening is when it comes in, there's two calls at the same time.
They're both trying to
call? It's showing the two calls are coming at the same time when this person is trying to call. So the hell with this. Anyway, Sherry, let's take a short break, and
okay.
We'll be back right after this.
On your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone, commercial-free original talk, only on LA Talk Radio, your favorite talk station.
We McKay here. You know, in honor of Sherry joining the morning show, I've been working on a new trick, Sam. I think you'll love it. I've been juggling three balls in one hand while shoving a massive cock in my mouth. It sounds something like this. Oh my. And now let's get back to my favorite morning show on the internet, or radio for that matter. It's Sam and Sherry in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
I'm going to use better music for this.
You're still trying to improve ball gargling. Like, you like they're paying attention to the music.
And, it sounds kind of like he's laughing right at the end. Did you notice?
I think it's just you laughing. Yeah. You like lit up like a little kid. Like, I was thinking about on break how difficult it must be to be a man.
Why?
Because here you are just being your nice self, and I'm like, you don't tell me I'm pretty enough.
Yeah, men deal with that all the time.
You know, but did you notice, though, you were like, well, I thought you were already, like, there was a reason why. Not that you don't really have to tell me that I'm pretty.
Right.
But it's just such a woman thing, and it's such a guy thing to think that a woman just assumes it.
Yeah.
So it's like, even if you know the person thinks it, like, occasionally women want to hear things, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not your wife. You don't have to say it to me. Yeah. But, I mean, it's something you should think about maybe with your wife. You should probably tell her you love her more often. Put the book down.
I do enough.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, I do notice
I'm
when
a
you,
good husband.
I do notice when you get on the phone with her, like, your whole, like, your inflection changes and you get really soft with her and sweet.
Really?
Yeah, it's very cute.
Well, that only happens in public.
Because at home you're beating her. What's the word bitch in Hebrew? No, I don't want to call it that. I was just picturing like how you talk to her at home.
Yeah.
But you would never do that.
No, I don't call her a bitch.
What about
I
in the bedroom?
I call her other things. In the bedroom, I don't call her a bitch either.
Boring. No, I'm just kidding. So my friend who listens to the show, whose birthday it is,
right.
I sent him a text on break and I was like, did you hear your shout out? And he was like, internet's down at work. I'm like, jerk.
Yeah, we just spent 2 minutes on
it. I know. That. I said, we did a song for you and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, thank God for archives.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whatever. I was like, that's my luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So time for sharing with Sherry, I guess. And I'm not going to give you, we already sharing, went with the dirty thing. So.
Thank you. Sherry. Everybody knows how dirty I am.
You
say it every time, I know. The girl that sings that song is like one of the most amazing singer-songwriters. She wrote for, I know that doesn't show off her talent. I mean, but she wrote for like a show that I was producing and everything, and she's working with some Rolling Stones people now.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, like
cool.
Producer and stuff of them.
Really?
And her
well,
music.
She better not play this song.
She's the girl that was in my 5-year-old video with me, Laura, that was hiding behind the bed.
I see.
On my homemade talk show.
Yeah. Listen, by the way, these people are really wanting to talk
to
us. I'm going to try one more time because the noise is terrible.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not working, folks. It's not working. Wherever they're calling from, did I just fucking snore?
You snorted.
Yeah.
You didn't snore.
Did I snort? Okay. No, it sounded like snoring. Right?
Now I'm like closing my eyes and doing both.
Okay, snort. Goddamn.
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you said is correct.
Okay, guys, stop calling me, okay, because your connection is terrible. I don't know what's going on.
And you're ruining my Sherry with Sherry moment.
Okay. It's my devil.
Who's that?
It says it's your devil.
Oh my God, don't answer. Don't answer the devil. Are you crazy? I feel like, oh my God, I feel like I'm in a horror film. Do you like horror? Okay. I'm going to go off on like 80 tangents right now. All
okay,
right.
Someone's writing some nasty things here.
Like nasty mean
is.
Or like hot nasty?
No, not hot nasty.
Oh, well, just
okay,
can,
no, I'm
can,
not going to read this.
No, don't. Well, stop.
Yeah. No, it's someone that knows us. It's just I don't know what they're trying to do.
Oh, okay.
At any rate.
I don't like mean people. Yeah.
The you connection is terrible. I think it's two people trying to call at the same time.
Like two different people.
Or I think they have a conference and then they're trying to call in here.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Well,
anyway, back to sharing with Sherry. The hell with this. Sorry about this.
You know that every time we do it, we never go straight into sharing with Sherry ever. And it ruins the whole flow of it.
That's the ADD part of the show.
The whole show's ADD. I'm like, I want to talk about this and that and that and that and everywhere.
Yeah, well, that's what the show's about.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to
try
structure.
I'm going to try to focus. I want to say maybe that's why we're not getting anywhere. But that's
bad. I don't think we're going anywhere.
Hey!
We're going in circles.
No, that's no, what... no. I meant, no, no, no. Okay, universe talk. Okay. Oh, let me...
universe talk.
Let me channel sharing with Sherry. Okay, no, so today... Mm-hmm. Would you stop paying attention to them?
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know who the fuck is telling me.
I'm like trying to talk
thing.
To him because these messages are for
okay,
sale.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, people stop fucking bothering me with this. Maybe I'll block them.
That's not very nice, is it, during this time?
Okay, you're right. Okay, I'm not looking.
These lessons are for you as well.
Okay.
Oh, now I don't want you to pay attention to me. Got what I wanted. Now I feel uncomfortable. Okay. So today,
to remind everyone, we're on Sharing with Sherry now.
Thank you. Okay. So today's message that God has talked to me about that I would like to share with the rest of the world, mm-hmm. All 37 listeners of you. Kidding.
God was talking to you last night?
God talks to me every day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I feel like the messages that I do share are, it's like when certain things just stand out to you. It's not just like, oh, random. You know, like I'll read randomly things, but whatever like really speaks to me is to me, my inner voice is God.
Right.
That's what I call. Everybody calls it different things, you know? Mm-hmm. So today was about, going within, you know, instead of searching outwards,
right.
You know, cause there's always everybody, you know, when I get the perfect job, when I find the mate, when I get this, all this, like, I'll be happy.
Right.
When I'm strong enough, when I'm brave enough, when I'm this enough, when I'm that enough. So what happens if you never get to that place? Does that mean that your life is never have value or you're never worth anything because you don't have those specific things, you know?
Right.
And what people are not realizing is that they already have all of that within, and everybody forgets that. And it's about getting back to that place in your life where you remember that you are strong enough, that you are brave enough, that you are smart enough, that you already are all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And which I'm going to do a quote by your favorite Osho. The 1980s guru. Oh no, not Bangladeshi or whatever.
Bhagwan Rajneesh.
How do you say it?
Bhagwan Rajneesh, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
You wrote that to me. I was like, English, please. I was like, I need to go Google what the hell he's talking about.
I'm surprised you don't know the guy. I mean, you put up his picture.
Well, no, I know he is, but I didn't know. Like, when I read foreign names, I don't mm-hmm. try to remember them.
Right.
I know I can't pronounce them, so I just let them go. So when I read that, it didn't seem like I thought you just thought all Indian people look the same.
Okay.
So anyway, I love this quote. It says, drop the idea of becoming someone because you already are a masterpiece. You cannot be improved. You only have to come to know it, to realize it.
That's it?
Well, that's not everything I'm going to talk. That's just a quote.
Oh,
quote.
I see. Okay.
I do a quote and then I do a reading.
That's right. Okay. Sorry.
You didn't even get the message. You're like, that's it?
Looks good.
Mr. Pessimist. Oh, Mr. Pessimist. So what you seek is now, and this is from Mr. De Leon himself, Ralph
okay.
Marston.
Mm-hmm.
It says, end the battle within yourself and you will know peace. Cease to separate one thing from another and you experience unity. This is my favorite right now. Enlightenment is not the accumulation of knowledge or wisdom. It's the full realization of what you already are. Richness has nothing to do with material artifacts or financial transactions. It is the surrender to an abundance that has no limit. What you seek is not somewhere else or this or that. What you seek is now. The more you look for it, the more it hides from you. Relax, remember the source of your deepest yearnings, and allow yourself to know their fulfillment. At the end of everything is,
Well, the look on your face.
I know.
You're like so pleased with yourself.
It's not with myself. I get such like,
good
gooey,
feelings.
Yeah, out of these yeah. things. Cause they really speak to me. And cause it just reminds, I mean, it reminds me all the time. Like I said, what happened yesterday and the things that I'm dealing with is that, you know, I can keep searching and looking and everything. Like imagine people, okay, I'm gonna stop talking about me, but imagine like in, those moments where people are having like such trouble or someone's, you know, something's happening to somebody else and people find the courage and the bravery to like get out of those situations or to lift a car. I mean, it's something as physical as that. It's one of those things that we already have all within inside of us. It's just channeling that and remembering and getting. You don't have to like pray for courage for God or somebody else to give you something. You just have to pray to be able to find it within you, because it's already all there. Like, I feel like we all already are reflections of God, and we are made in his image, you know, likeness and image, and we do have perfection, and we are beautiful, and we already are all these things, and that we ever need to be. We just have to remember that we are, you know, and once we can do that is, you know, when we can soar. So so stop looking externally. One of my favorite other quotes is stop looking at other people for happiness or outside for happiness. It's like watching other people exercise and trying to lose weight or something. Whatever, I put in like three quotes together. And then one more quote I have today is this is a Zen saying or a Chinese proverb, which says, fall 7 times, stand up 8.
Okay.
Which means you just constantly keep getting up and going and going because you can and you will.
I mean, look at a baby, you know. I mean, they keep falling and they get up and
And they don't ever give up, and they just keep, because they don't know any better. They don't know any different except that you just keep going.
Yeah.
But, you know, as we get older, we get so scared and, you know, we're afraid of failure and everything. And failure, I think, is really just not trying at all.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, I'm not perfect. I don't... Last night on my little tea... thing or whatever, like I had to face, he hadn't listened to the show, which I he made a joke when we went to get tea. He was like, do you want a glass of wine? And I thought, oh my God, he totally listened to the show and he knows that I need to drink to be with him. And I said, oh, you listened to the show? And he was like, no. And I said, oh, okay, this is gonna be a long date. But you know, it was really funny. He kept throwing out lines that he has listened to the show. Like he mentioned something, Niagara Falls, like little things like that. And I'm like, okay, you've listened to the wrong shows. Is that why you're out with me right now? But, I don't know what anything else to do with sharing with Sherry.
So, I mean, did you feel that you needed a drink?
Well, last night, no.
No.
No, because we hadn't gotten to that place yet. We're just talking and hanging out and being friendly and everything. The drinking only comes in when it's time to become intimate.
Although
when he did give me a hug goodbye and his arms went around. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, he's touching my back fat. Oh my God, he's touching my arm. Oh God, get your arms, get your hands off my arm. Oh my God, don't touch there. Stop, stop. It's like the worst feeling in the world.
I'm sure.
It is. It really is. And I actually said, well, I was very honest and I said, because we talked about my weight from like years ago, because what happened 5 years ago that we're remembering now is that I had lots of rules. You know, he was in a different place, and I was too. He was looking for more, like, physical, because he was dating around, and I was like, Miss Rule Girl. You cannot do this on the first date. You cannot talk to me this certain way. You are going to treat me with, you know, like, things that you should have, but, I mean, I was so regimented because so many other men had hurt me, so I, instead of just giving everyone an equal chance, I, like, made everybody the same. So we talked about that a bit, and he was like, well, you seem a lot, like, happier and more confident and this, and inside I'm thinking, wow, he really didn't listen to the show. But, I mean, I did talk about some of my insecurities. So then when he did touch me and he was like, so this bothers you right here? He's like, can I touch you here? Can I, like, there was like that. Mm-hmm. And it was nice. And because I was so open and honest about it, but I felt like a freak show.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I don't want to like pay this much attention to this.
So you're still not comfortable in your own skin. You still have a long way to go.
Well, Yeah. Well, I don't want to say a long way to go.
I know. You don't want to admit it, but it's true.
Well, no, I still am uncomfortable because this is not, in my head, the body that I am. Like, I feel like somebody else. But then I also tell myself that these are just like our shells and things we're carrying around. Like, that's not what's really important. It's what's inside, you know?
Yeah.
But what's inside is insecure. But it stems from, you know, it's moving forward. But I'm, when those thoughts come up, like, I have to, like, let them go. But they're still there, yeah.
Cool. No, I'm saying that because we, your guest is here.
Oh.
And getting messages and everything.
Okay.
So I said, cool. I mean, what do you want me to say?
I just said all this deep, sorrowful stuff. Cool. Yeah. You hate yourself. Awesome.
I'm taking it in. I'm taking it in. Relax. But no, I mean, this is an ongoing conversation there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a work in progress. You know?
Yeah. But the good thing is that, like I said yesterday, I recognize it and I'm willing to work on it and I'm willing to like let it go and I have to. So.
Yeah.
It's a positive step.
Yeah, it is positive. Okay, well, cool.
Cool.
All
awesome.
Right, well, we're going to take Sherry's, take him? No, we're going to get him. And we'll be back right after this.
Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Got our guest in the studio. Good morning, Mr. Reese.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
We're excited to have you.
Thanks, Sherry.
How could we not have asked you to come in? You were on the phone yesterday, and you sounded like a lot of fun. So I figured, yeah.
You thought he was really well spoken.
Yeah.
You kept saying,
"I did." Yeah.
Was.
Yeah. You sounded pretty smart and everything.
Well, sounding smart and being smart, two different things. But
luckily,
yes.
You fall into both.
Thank you for that. And my love of words has not failed me yet. So.
Good. Do you write?
I am a writer. I'm a writer and a filmmaker and an actor. And I always tell people all the time, I'm terrible at math. Numbers mean nothing to me, but words have always been a good ally. So I try to rely on them.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's great at words. I never understand a word he's saying.
That's where etymology will butt you right in the ass.
Etymology. I don't know what things mean, but I can spell them.
It was funny you spelled the other day. That was funny.
I know. You asked me to spell it. Like,
so she spells it and then she gives you the word, just like in the contest.
Totally. That's what you have to do.
She's like a human spell check. The thing is, you'd be great in the spelling bee right now because you would totally intimidate those third graders.
Thanks. Is that what level I'm on with them? I'm in the third grade spelling. I won the fourth grade national spelling bee championship. Thank you.
Smell you, Nancy Drew.
I know. But this isn't about me. This is about you. But he told me, okay, back to me. So he told me, he told me to spell mezzanine, and in my head I was thinking Messiah, so I almost said two S's, and then I was like, okay, think before you speak, Cher. Then I'd make a complete ass out of myself.
Yeah.
Mezzanine.
Well, it depends on what ethnicity you are.
Right.
Mezzanine. Okay.
If you say it with an accent.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Can we not talk about accents?
Well, I was actually listening this morning, and yeah. I want you to know something, Sam. Yeah. You know, this country is great for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is it's truly a polyglot experience, and people come.
I'm sorry,
here,
what?
Yeah, a polyglot, a multicultural.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
I didn't know what it meant either. Go ahead.
But you tried to chime in like you did.
Yeah. I was explaining it to you.
And what makes the soup good is everybody shows up with their different flavors, man.
You're
you know,
right,
you,
you're
you,
right.
You know, I grew up in a house with parents that had foreign accents, and I believe people will overlook the struggle listening to the messenger if they're into the message.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Wow.
And people
see, that made my day. Yeah. There you go.
Put that in your hip
pocket. I thought me telling you that you were hot made your day.
That did too.
Whatever.
That did
Whatever.
Too.
Whatever. I'm insignificant now.
His day has enough room for all of us.
Okay.
She doesn't feel that way. Unless, until she takes over, she's not going to stop.
But at least I'm honest about it, right?
Yeah,
I could be coming in from, you know, the backside.
Well,
exactly.
You know, most people who are looking to dominate others are really, really polite about it. The Nazis were incredibly well-mannered.
Did I just get compared to a Nazi? Yeah. I'm a Jew.
Yeah. It's not obviously not going to stop you from rolling over Poland.
Well, it depends on how hot they are.
You can tell we have a woman in the studio, right? Yeah. So, Reese, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you originally from L.A.?
No, I'm born and raised in New York City.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, cool.
I'm one of those New Yorkers that migrated out to California, and then when I got here, I realized, what the hell have I been waiting for, you know?
How long ago was that?
Oh, man, I've been in L.A. for the better part of 20 years.
Really?
I came running out here.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
I didn't want snow delivered to my door anymore,
so
I came to where that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Did you come out all by yourself?
I did. Yeah. I didn't get into the college I wanted to get in, and I got waitlisted someplace else. And God bless my mom. I looked at her. I said, I don't think I'm going to go to college. And she said, that's fine. You cannot stay in my house.
Yeah.
So I said, well, L.A. looks good.
Well, you're not going to go to college or live with your mom. You might as well go to L.A.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Had you been here before?
You know, I'd been here once before, but even if I hadn't, you know, you go to the movies and you watch television. I'm a huge movie fan, and it holds this imagination in your mind and your heart. California has always been this place.
Hollywood.
Because of the movies the place for reinvention and reinvigoration, and the minute I stepped off the plane, I was actually voted most likely to move to California. In
really?
My high
really?
Yes.
Wow, I was voted most likely to sleep with everyone in California.
And she's working at it.
Yeah, you're on your way.
I'm an overachiever.
You're on your way.
Sorry. Back to you.
She's got to let the world know, you know, she has to put it out there.
Yes, much the way a dog pees on a tree, she's letting you know she's
I'm
there.
I'm leaving my scent. That's only after a day of not showering. So gross. Okay, that was gross. I will take that back. Can we cut that out? Can we edit that?
Yeah. Why would we want to?
Yeah, but why would we want to?
Anyway,
bringing out the real you.
Yeah. Foot inside mouth.
Among other things.
You see? You can't carry
conversation. She can't help herself. It's like sex Tourette's.
Yeah, you can't carry conversation.
See, you're right.
No,
it is. And I tell him it's because I have like a 12-year-old adolescent boy in me.
Of course.
That anything that you say, like, I want to just keep going and
She's
going.
She's got a 12-year-old adolescent boy in her. Good night, everybody. Thanks very much. Tip your waitress. She's carrying my kid. Good night.
I loved him there for so many years because it felt so good.
Yeah. That baby's overdue. You better take a look there.
Oh,
can't wait for him to come out. It's like anal beads. Sorry.
Wow. The file of shit I don't need to know about you is here somewhere. Hang on.
Okay.
What about that, Reese? Do you have a set of balls?
Let's...
let's go. Afraid to bring him out.
Let's go back to his intelligent side. Yeah. That's his hot side.
Was it the weather that made you want to
come
out?
No. I've been an actor since I was a kid, and so I figured I could pursue my career if I came to California. And then living here, I also discovered the other parts of myself. I got great advice from Anson Williams, who played Potsy Weber on Happy Days.
Yes, I remember
him. I worked on an episode of Seventh Heaven. He was the director, and he gave me and a couple of the other actors that were just working for the day some great advice. He said, Gary Marshall told all of us on Happy Days, told me, Donnie, Ronnie, he said,
Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Yeah. he said, you actors need to learn to wear more than one hat. And that advice really stuck with me. If you act, you should be writing. If you write, you should try directing and producing. So that's when I started writing, and eventually led to me wanting to direct things. And I've got a couple of short films under my belt, the one I mentioned yesterday.
I watched it.
Did you watch it?
I watched it.
Finally?
I was like, really clever shirt? I don't know so much.
I thought you looked adorable.
Well, no, besides me, though, I really liked it a lot. I really, really did. Well, because I've never seen you act or do anything, and you were just so natural and good. Like, I was totally sucked into it, and the kid was great.
Wasn't
in it
he
too.
Fantastic?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's a short film I directed called Corn Dog of Tolerance. It's my little ode to accepting people for who and what they are. It's about a 7-minute short film about bias against gay people. And I cast this kid, Cody Christian. He's a fantastic little actor. He's actually in the new Bruce Willis movie.
Oh.
He's got a great scene with Bruce Willis in Surrogates. Fantastic. He was 9 years old at the time, and he totally punched his weight, and he helped me create a really fantastic short film that I'm very proud of. Yeah,
very
and
nice.
Like I said yesterday, Sherry has a very brief appearance in
it's my cameo.
Yeah, but
serving food.
You were great.
I always said I'm going to be the best waitress in a film, and it finally comes out because I've been in 20 years of character research study. Here you are, sir. It was great. It was a really good
Thank
film.
You.
I liked it a lot.
Thanks, Sherry.
Let's take a phone call, guys. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Blue.
Blue? Blue Hernandez?
Yes.
Yeah, good
yes.
morning. How you doing?
Good. I like your guys' show this morning. Sherry's a crack up.
Thanks.
Yeah, isn't she though?
Don't know how to take that.
I need somebody to interpret a saying that I read that I find inspiring, but yet I'm not sure why I'm inspired.
By whom? By Sherry.
I have no idea. I think Sherry will be able to interpret it for me, though.
Wait, say that one more time.
It's an interpretation that I found.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to interpret it for me. No, it's a saying. I want you to interpret it for me because for whatever reason, I have ADD and it inspires me. So because you are of the femme fatale, I need you to help me with this one.
Okay.
By the way,
ADD too. This is like the blind leading
the
blind.
I feel so.
By the way, Blue, ADD in the hood means all them dicks. So watch out.
Okay. That
I feel pressured.
My eyes. I go. Oh my God. The D word. Just don't say the C word. Promise me. Don't say the C word.
No, what, we won't. We won't. Okay. Go ahead. Tell her the saying. Let's see.
Okay, the saying is, those who fear success will always fail. Those who fear failure will always succeed.
Hmm.
That's a very weighty statement, and there's a lot of merit to it, Blue. I hope you don't mind that.
No, please jump on in, because you're much more smarter than I am.
No.
Please do help me, because for some reason it inspires me, but I'm like, well,
why?
How does it inspire?
Because it has quotes around it. Anything with quotes is really inspirational.
Because there wasn't a picture next to it, probably, right, honey?
Yes, there was no stick people. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Oh, Blue, give yourself more credit than that. Listen, essentially it means that if you stay on the sidelines out of fear, you're never going to get anywhere. But if fear motivates you to do something, you're probably going to cross a finish line or two. Imagine if someone said, hey, can you run to the store, and you really weren't feeling like doing it, you wouldn't do it. But if someone said, can you run to the store, and there's a cheetah behind you that's going to eat you, you'd probably run to the store faster than Usain Bolt, for crying out loud. Fear can be an incredible motivator if you let it be.
Right.
I like that. I'm going to picture a cheetah chasing me all day.
Yeah, there you go.
I picture cougars chasing me all day. So whatever works for you, Blue.
Or a very horny guy.
So why is there a cougar? Why don't the older men have a name?
We do.
They're called pigs.
Yeah. They're called very rich old men.
Pigs that like Do you know what fear? I've said this before on my show, but it's one of my favorite things that I've read. Do you know what fear stands for? Or what I've heard? False evidence appearing real. The acronym for it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to have to listen to the archive later and write that down.
Okay.
Yeah. Blue, where are you? Are you in L.A.?
I'm in Long Beach. I'm actually on my way to Costa Mesa because I have to do readings today.
Oh, you do readings?
Yes, I'm one of those people.
Wow.
So don't you already know the answers to everything then?
You know what? As a reader, as an intuitive, I've yet to meet one who could read for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it's kind of like tickling yourself.
I can't read for other people.
Yeah. Blue, do you have a website? Do you want to plug your website or something so people can call you for readings?
Oh, okay. Sexandthepsychic.com. No, I'm just kidding. actually, I did buy that domain. Because one day I will get ballsy and do something with it.
Well, there's a perfect example for you, Blue. Don't be afraid to get your website up in the world because, let's face it, there are probably people out there that are looking to have somebody read for them, and the only way they're going to find you is if you put your stuff out there in the world. You've got great shit. Put it the world, girl.
No, I do have a website.
I'm losing a job.
It's called readingsbyblue.com.
Readingsbyblue.com.
And is it blue spelled like blue or like blue like I blew Sam yesterday?
Yeah, that figures. It figures she would ask that.
Oh, my God. No, it's blue as in the color blue.
Okay, thank you.
Fifth chakra, which is the color blue on the throat. Which, we could go even deeper
on that.
Me neither. I'm going to regret it for a week.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe. I hope my like real sedate clients do not hear me.
That's okay. I hope Sam's wife is not listening. Okay.
She's already taken out the beet cutter.
Hey, you know what? Because I'm crazy like this, I'm going to tell Sherry something real quick. Can I, Sherry?
Of course.
Okay. With you, and I, seriously, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm probably going to, I could hit or miss on this one, but what I'm picking up with you, sweetie, is like at the age of 20, there was like, actually 22, I feel as if it was like the age of 22 that you were going through this time in your life where you had two loves in your life. It could be one physical love and then the love of something else that you want to do, and you were torn between, and I feel as if that you went for your own personal goals. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Okay, and then another thing is that it's also showing me is that it looks like for you, without a doubt, I don't think that like failure is an option for you, but it's also telling me that the last 5 years have been very trying for you, and it's also saying that there was like a wake-up call like 5 months ago.
Definitely. I would say like six months
really?
Ago. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah, the remnants of the cocoon are still at her feet for crying out loud. Blue, you are good.
Yeah. The other thing, darling, I'm not really sure what this is about. See how I always, my insecurities get the best of me. That's a fetch.
Don't we all?
It's showing me that there's something like with your living environment, like you're not really cool with it. I think it could be better. Do you have a roommate situation?
I mean, I have a roommate, and I have an extra roommate for a month.
Oh, okay. That's going to take care of itself. The other thing is it's showing me, like, total mental clarity with you right now. I feel as if that you're being you're not only, like, everybody else's mood fighter, but you're your best one.
I agree with that 100%.
You can't help other people unless you help yourself first, which is really cool. The other thing that it's also showing me is I know that you're very funny, very witty. I appreciate it, and I think that you're, like, really good on that. But it's also telling me that you're hiding this, like, real incredible high intelligence, and I feel as if it's, like, from a scientific nature. And I think that, I don't know. You could have, like, done engineering or something with numbers and stuff.
The funny thing is what math and science always turned her on, and she thought it was an attraction to Asian guys. So I think that's what
threw
her.
Until I saw them below the belt, and I was like, no, thank you.
You know, the thing is, too, hon, that you feel as if that there's people out there who are, like, you know, we always want to believe that everyone's going to do the right thing,
uh-huh.
But you've been tricked in the past, okay? I have no doubt that you're going to be nesting. I feel like within the next... Are you married right now or with anyone?
No.
No. She'd give anything to be.
she's gonna be in a living situation, whether it be married, monogamous. But I do feel it's coming up here. And again, your number is 2. It keeps telling me 2. So I feel no later than 2 years, Sherry.
Oh,
two guys at the same time.
Gosh, your mouth. Oh, I was already told by God at the beginning of this year that I'm meeting my husband this year. So, I mean, not whether it's marriage or not, but that I am meeting him, and I'm so open, and my soulmate and I have already had our first date in my mind. Sounds a little crazy, but it actually happened.
Look for the month of February, and I'm not saying that as a cliche, right. You know, Valentine's, but I feel like as if the month of February is coming up for you, where you could meet him before that, but I feel by no later than February, mm-hmm. you're going to be like, wow.
I also find February to be, you know, sexy from the Black History Month point of view.
Because that's really sexy.
Because the brothers are sexy. Let me tell you, they lay down the funk.
Yes. Oh, my God. Now, on a really quick note, Sam, the next 9 months is going to be
a baby.
Pretty strong for you. No, are you pregnant, Sam?
No.
He had his tubes tied, honey. That's going to be his wife's going to have to lift that load.
That's a fantasy of Sherry's.
That was frightening. Did you see how serious I was? Are you pregnant, Sam?
No.
That was frightening. I need to set up an appointment for that one. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. The next 9 months is going to be really good for you. Also, don't forget the number of 9 is the number of completion, which is really good. Definitely going forward in your goals. I feel as if that there's going to be some type of trip here by the water within the next 9 months. The other thing is that it's also showing me with you, Sam, is it's also looking to me like as if being a mentor and being a teacher, people are definitely appreciating you for what you're putting out there. You're making people laugh, but at the same time, you're coming from a place of knowing exactly what you're talking about. I know you do a lot of kidding and stuff, but there's a real serious mentor inside there. The other thing is it's also showing me with, this is cute.
You're doing this while you're driving? I've heard of multitasking before. Man alive, you are impressive.
I thought texting and driving was illegal. She's like reading charts.
Officer, I didn't realize I was going 82 miles an hour. Yeah. I had chakras coming at me. It was crazy.
I have a client that I'll be like, oh, I'm driving down in L.A., and she's like, so am I. I need a reading. And I'll be like, well, Sam, you're going to have like a second honeymoon, or I don't know if this is like a commitment. Do you guys get remarried or something?
No, not remarried.
Oh, when I'm done talking to him about this, he will be. I'm working on his marriage with him.
She's deconstructing it.
I usually don't go past 4, like 1 or 2 years, but Sam, I think that with whatever it is that you're doing, all these goals and aspirations and stuff that you're creating, see, the really cool thing about Sam is that he creates the goals for himself, but he brings everybody else with him.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Never noticed it before. Yeah.
You do. You're supportive and all.
It's like Johnny, what's his name? What was that?
Johnny Damn.
Show host guy.
Johnny Damn.
Carson.
Some guy, 11:30, king of late night. I can't think of his name. But
the thing is with him, notice how he was very loyal to Ed McMahon.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
so I'm the stubby guy. I'm the stubby guy.
No. You need to see the glasses half full. You just got compared to Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
I like to consider myself Robin. Howard's Robin. I like that. That's what I like.
No, you're Howard. I'm Robin.
Yeah, it's like, but with you, Sam, it's like, you know, I want to be successful, but hey, guys, you know what? Jump on board. I want to bring you with me.
Yeah.
And that's like really admirable of you, and I see that a lot of character about you.
Yeah.
When I read that. And I'm getting a little emotional, so I have to pull over.
Oh. Okay. Oh, very nice. I'm getting emotional, too.
Blue.
All right,
now,
Blue.
Now, Mr. there, real
yes.
quick.
Oh, you're going to do his reading.
You're going to do me, too?
Yeah.
You're
a great communicator. I feel like within the next 6 months, there's going to be, you have like multiple ideas going on in your head and the voices and all that, and that was just a joke. But you're going to pick up on something else here within the next 6 months. Look for, so we are in October, November, December, January, February, March, April. By springtime.
Blue, I want you to know something. Like when Blue, honey, I didn't mean to interrupt you. While you were trying to count, Sherry's little fingers were working too. She was trying to count when the next month. you two should start
she
a club.
She said I was good with numbers. I'm trying to work on it.
Well, I will...
I don't want to take any more time.
Thank you. I will take that, and I appreciate you spending even a second on me.
I'd spend 10 if you gave me...
You're adorable.
Yeah. Blue, well, this was a pleasant surprise. Yes. Thank you so much for calling. It's a first-time call, and this is cool.
Awesome.
Thank you for the
reading. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Blue.
And,
you're welcome.
And the
try website, to pay attention to the road.
Yeah. And the website again?
ReadingsByBlue.com.
ReadingsByBlue.com. Thank
Blue
you so much,
color.
Blue.
Bye-bye.
Drive carefully and stop doing readings for people while you're driving.
I will. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love
Bye.
You. Bye.
I think she was on your Facebook yesterday, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Okay,
yeah.
I saw some Blue.
We never met in person. It's just a Facebook topic.
Yeah, I saw someone commenting because I stalk your page.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I get a little jealous.
I see, okay. Now, is there a way to figure out how many people visit your page on Facebook?
No, but I'm sure you'll figure it out. Because
I'm curious. I think there's applications.
The profile tracker type thing?
Something like that.
But I think that gives viruses and stuff.
Really?
I don't know.
Viruses.
Well, I heard that on MySpace, Facebook? Like when you would get like the profile tracker, like it would. They said that it spread viruses.
Oh, really?
And if Cher is going to get a virus, it's going to have to be a lot more fun than just Facebooking.
Yeah.
So this is from the MySpace days. She's going to live with that for the rest of her life.
Listen, I'm just trying to help you out a little bit. Okay.
Thank you.
I didn't say it was for real. I just heard rumors.
Yeah. So back to Reese now.
Yes.
Do you have any siblings?
As a matter of fact, I do. I'm one boy in a sea of women. I have three sisters, one older sister, two kid sisters that are twins.
Really?
Yeah. So I grew up in a house full of estrogen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Did it rub off on you at all?
It did. Insofar as I noticed shoes and belts on women.
I see.
I know that those are supposed to match, and you better notice a woman's purse.
Yeah.
And
that's
if she's
true.
And if she's a Latin woman, you better not put that purse on the ground. Latin women do not put their purse on the ground, and if you're a man, you better not put a Latin woman's purse on the ground.
Yeah.
She'd stop you like a bad check.
Yeah. Women love shoes, huh?
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Why is that?
It's the same reason why guys love gadgets.
Yeah.
I love my iPhone the way Sherry would love a pair of Christian
That's
Louis
Vuittons. That's true. That's
actually,
true.
Actually,
sense.
I like my iPhone better than shoes.
Yeah. Do you really?
I love gadgets. I don't understand them much, but I read manuals cover to cover.
Really?
Like I have an obsession with manuals.
Yeah.
Like instruction manuals
for
everything.
There's your masculine side being a little more dominant, but honestly.
And also wanting to control everything. You know, I mean, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
You know, not in a bad way, but wanting to understand everything inside and out.
I do, and then I just give up when I realize I can't understand it all. So I'll just talk about sex because it entertains people instead of intelligent conversation.
What you're good at.
Yeah. No, yeah. but purses is true. But he is. He's really in touch with women, and I have to say, not that anyone really cares. Reese is straight.
And it's just because I was born that way.
Right. Yeah, no, but he'd be okay if he was gay. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he has such, like, he does have that. I could tell he grew up around women because he so understands that.
You're in touch with your feminine side and everything.
For lack of a better expression, it seems so touchy-feely to say that, but there's merit to that. Yeah. Everybody's got a masculine and feminine side, and I think it had something to do with growing up in a house full of women. And believe me. It served me a lot. It's gotten me out of lot of trouble.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Gotten me out of a lot of trouble.
Yeah. But you understand women more or less, hopefully. So it helps.
If it's in even a scintilla more than the average Joe, then yeah. None of us really understand women as much as we should. That's why we should just shut up and listen and say absolute whatever you want.
See, he understands women. That's what we want you to do.
Just
shut up
and nod and say, yeah, honey, whatever you want. That's fine.
Well, I mean, yeah, say it a little more believable, though.
Try to sell it.
Then we'll read into that.
Sherry needs a better line reading.
Can you do that again? I always
back to one.
I,
absolutely, sweetheart. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, see, puddle. I always say that to guys. I'm like, if you just put on the show, I was like, I will believe that you're trying to, like, swoon me and stuff. Yeah. Then you can take me to the bedroom. But at least act it really well.
Yes. Well, yeah. I'm actually in a new relationship
I read you were in a relationship.
Yeah. Which
Congratulations.
Is, thank you very much. I haven't checked that Facebook box in a while.
Yeah.
But no, it's going well, and I'd like to think that my feelings for her are assisted by what I do know about, having grown up around women.
Is she Latin?
No, she's actually not.
Okay,
she's,
so you could put her purse on the floor.
I can.
Yeah, because mine's on the floor.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Not Latin. If you were J-Lo, you'd be getting, you'd be smacking
a
me.
A lot of ass.
No, she's not Latin. She's a nice Jewish girl.
Oh, you always did have a thing for the Jews.
You know, I did. I'm a Catholic guy, but I grew up in New York in a Jewish neighborhood. I'm actually more Jewish than some Jews.
Than me. Probably. You would talk to me about it at work. You would mention all these Jewish things. I'm like, I don't know what you speak of.
Yeah, like one time I'm like, hey, good Yontif. She's like, what did you just sneeze
at? Yeah, well, she grew up with a Jew for Jesus type of mom.
She wasn't a Jew for Jesus at the time. I grew up with Cubans. Yeah. I was in a Catholic household.
Yeah, that's better.
I know saints.
Right. we had the reverse experience with Carla. I'm on the world going, oy vey, and you're going, masaroko poyo, oy amina.
Mira, mira, ven, ven, ven. Okay.
Oh, man. So, and everybody's back east still?
Yeah, you know, my whole family's sort of rooted in the back east, and I get back there a lot. You know, mm-hmm. I'll be heading back in November, and that's sort of the beauty for me. I get back to New York at least a few times a year.
Wow,
so
that's
I stay in touch with my roots. I really do. New York, as far as I'm concerned, I tell people all the time, it's the white-hot center of the universe, and it should be seen by everybody. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to live there, it better be because you want it.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
It
will challenge you every day. You're in constant contact with your fellow man. It moves at a pace that can really, really, you know, cause, you know, anxiety for some people. If you want it and can handle it, it's great. For me, I get in, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks, and then I'm out. And then I come back here and I go hiking and running.
It excites the shit out of me. Like, I listen to you talking about it, and I haven't been back in, like, 4 years. And I used to watch you go back all the time. I'd be like, but, like, it's still, like, it was always magic to me. I would step in that city, and I'd feel the vibration. Yeah. And I just feel like you can do anything there. And I feel like if I succeed, like, it's just, I think it just has everything.
People have a physical response to being dropped in the middle of that city. And it's real, man. It's absolutely real.
I fly in, and I see the skyline, and my heart starts going. Like, I've just had it since I was a little girl.
Yeah.
You know, but I miss, but this is home now to me. You know, I've been here 10 years and I don't think I could be there full time. I'd have to do, you know, both coasts.
Yeah. Sherry understands exactly what I'm talking about. Once you get a taste of an alternative to living that intensely, it's hard to turn your back on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of New Yorkers like us will say, yeah, if I could be bicoastal, I'd do it, but I don't know that I could do it 24/7 because it'll work on you.
Yeah. You got to plant roots somewhere, you know, and just stay there, you know, and because otherwise, I mean, I've moved around a lot in my life and I know every time you move, you have to start over, you know, because you're in a new place, you're meeting new people, you don't know anything.
Isn't it exciting now?
Yeah, it is. It is. I love that. Yeah. But it's hard to get anywhere in your life, you know, when you have to restart every time.
Well, it depends on what getting anywhere is to you.
Yeah, well, money.
He'll constantly be searching that down.
She's like, he totally didn't listen to me this morning.
At all. He doesn't listen to any of my sharing with Sherry moments.
No, I was listening. I just didn't agree with.
Then you should not agree with me when I say them, and then we could talk about it, and I could prove that I'm right.
Okay.
And see.
Thank you. Exactly. Sorry.
Yeah. So how long have you been together with this girl?
It's actually pretty new. I met her late in the summer, and I met her the best way. I met her through friends, you know, which is always sort of the safe way to get connected to somebody because you know at the very least, well, I know my friends, and like in their scope of people they know, crazy sort of ends at the water's edge. So anybody I meet through them will be okay. But it's been since the end of the summer, and it's going really well. She's beautiful and charming and smart.
He dates hot girls. I mean, this like his last girlfriend,
well,
I think it was.
Hot. I mean, he's pretty hot, right?
Yeah, but he's also really intelligent and funny and all that kind of stuff, you know? But like this last girl that he dated, I remember she drove by in like some nice luxury SUV, and I was just like, damn, Reese, like that is a nice looking woman.
I've been very fortunate in meeting quality people, and I have, again, she's a peach. She's a love, and I'm a lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah, I guess. Are you usually, do you like long relationships, or do you
it's funny that Blue would mention nesting. I will say this. When I'm single, I'm single.
Right,
you know, and people call it, you're a dog, you're this, you're that.
Yeah.
I find that being single and dating is conducive to sort of catting around. But
why'd you point at me?
Sorry, my finger was just like a diving rod.
She won't let you get away with shit, this girl.
No, she's on it like Blue Bonnet.
She sees everything.
For crying out loud. I was about to say the F word, but if I do, I'm going to have to. This one goes out to my dear friend Yvonne Moritz. Yvonne, this fucks for you. She asked me to dedicate her my first F bomb to her.
I said yesterday, shut the front door.
No, I didn't. Know where I stood. I just wanted to make sure if I was going to. I actually, when I emailed friends to listen to the show today, I'm like, you know, my biggest fear has been leaved profanity, apparently, is allowed. So for my dear friend Yvonne, who's working hard on NBC's new hit show, Trauma, fuck. But no, I'm kind of a nester. I've got friends, like my writing partner has accused me of falling in love on the drop of a hat, and he's not wrong, but at the right time.
Yeah,
and
when it's got to be the right woman.
Yeah, and when I do that, then I'm about sort of nesting and being very monogamous. I'm very much a one. Like, honestly, right now, her name is Jessica. She kind of walks on the ground I worship, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I'm really into that. I'm really into just being focused and nesting and you know, seeing where it goes.
Wow. Does she have any girlfriends?
You shopping?
Sounds good.
I'll ask.
He's always shopping. But he'll just call it window shopping.
Shopping for a rainy day. Yeah?
Keep one on ready alert.
Well, you talk about, you know, friends, like, you know, setting you up, and that's a good thing, you know, when you introduce. Do you think it says anything that none of my friends set me up with their friends?
No, don't be confused. Not setting up. I find that if you meet somebody organically through your friends, that's really the way to go. Setting up is a nightmare.
Should I think something that none of my friends introduced me to their friends?
No, not at all. Honestly, you should look at it as the way I would look at it, as they're probably trying to keep me from avoiding any unpleasantness. Because think about it. If they set you up and it goes wrong, oh, what a clusterfuck that can be. Because then they start thinking, oh, I totally want to have a St. Patrick's party, but how do I have Sherry and Reese in the same room? Yeah, you don't want that. But if your friends are organizing things, I find that that's a great place to be receptive to new people.
Yeah.
And you're super outgoing as it is anyway. You talk to everybody.
Yeah.
And their dogs.
Yes.
Sorry about your dog.
No, that was Buddy, my friend's dog.
Well, I know
dog.
It wasn't Kirby. Oh, okay. Yeah. You said Kirby's best friend.
Yeah, Kirby's best friend,
When I first read dog, I was like, oh, no, Kirby. And then you read, I was like, oh. Whew,
and listen, Kirby's no spring chicken either, but we had to put one of my best friend's dogs down. And it's the deal we make with them, you know. They don't live long enough, and Buddy is crossing the rainbow bridge right now.
Aww.
Shout out, Buddy. We miss you, dog. dating's like shoe shopping. I always say this. You know, you walk in the store, you take a pair off the rack, you put them on, you walk around the store a little while. More often than not, you find, no, these aren't the ones. And you got to put them back on the rack.
That's true. I like the analogy.
Yeah, because I was thinking that I usually just try to squish my foot into them and make them work and stretch them and pull them.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, I know. But now I'm trying to be like, no, Sherry, it's okay. There will be another pair.
Of course there will.
You know?
The world is filled with shoes, Sherry.
I know, but I didn't always think that they had them in my size.
There's a pair out there.
You know? But now I know that. Now I'm all like, yeah, screw you, shoe. I'll get you over here.
Yeah.
And there'll be another store. Like, really.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
The hardships of survival.
He's like, thank God I'm married.
Listen, you should thank God you're married.
I am.
It's tough out there, man.
I'm very happy. Very happy. Yeah.
He has 2 good years left.
Yeah. I just would like some more pussy on the side. But that's about it. You know?
Not asking for a lot here, people.
I'm not asking for too much.
Brother get a girl on the side?
Exactly.
Well, why don't you just have your wife dress up?
Role
put
play.
Put on a wig. Role make play. Her look like somebody else. Bring her home some, you know.
That's not what I want. Dress her up, put a wig on.
Turn her around.
Does she get to say anything in this? No say?
You not can write a script for crying. You can have her say what you want, look what you want.
I was going to say, or just gag her. She doesn't have to say anything if that's the problem.
Holy shit. Wow, Sherry, I love it. Yeah.
I got a friend request your wife.
Oh, dude, you do not want that happening, Sam. Man, you do not want Sherry and your wife Facebook.
In fact, I realized she just came here. So I think they're fixing the air conditioner or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So that means she can't hear you, so you can say anything you want.
Oh, can't.
No, you can.
No, she's
can't.
Not sitting in front of her computer. You can
say,
or radio.
Oh, gotcha.
You can
gotcha,
say
gotcha,
anything
gotcha.
You want.
I always do.
Good.
I always do. I made sure when we had the meet and greet that I.
Yeah, no, if anybody gets in trouble, it's me, not you. Don't
worry. Awesome.
Free pass.
Exactly.
She's already used to it. At the beginning, when we started the show 2 years ago, she was ready to throw me out of the house.
Yeah. Oh, well, she should have known, you know, since who your idol is, that you love Howard Stern, like what your show.
Yeah.
What kind of man you are.
Not only that, I'm fucking awesome.
Well,
I'm a horn dog. What can I say? You know, I mean, it's very natural, I think.
Yeah, and at least you admit to it, you know?
Yeah.
It's better than hiding it and, you know, hanging out at
Yeah,
club.
Exactly. You know, you can't, I mean, as it is, when you get married, you kill part of yourself off as it is.
He says this all the time.
Jesus Christ,
I told him, I was like, you are going to talk me out of marriage being here every day, because he just told me how horrible it is.
But
he's like, part of me is dead.
As healthy people, human beings, we're attracted to the opposite sex, you know? It doesn't just stop when you get married.
Of course not. But I also think there's also a cultural thing. There's this European, Middle Eastern, Israeli insouciance that men have, especially about their attitude towards other women, and they do not shield that. They do not. I mean, a pretty girl walks by and you will break your goddamn neck looking at her, despite the fact that the mother of your kids is on the other side of you.
They do that.
Yeah, man.
I can say I don't. Okay. I've been here for a long time, but I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
You can always tell, like, the European guys, the Spaniards and the French, man, those motherfuckers will they'll run across the street. Oh, I noticed you from across the street. You are fantastic. Yeah. Who's that woman looking at you, giving you the finger? Yeah. Oh, the wife. Hi.
With the gold chain.
That's why I love my Italians and Spanish men. Love them. Except when I'm the wife.
Yeah, Sherry doesn't see a problem with that.
Not yet.
Guys gawking over her, yeah.
That's why Italy's my favorite country. Exactly. Say what's on your mind.
Yeah. People are trying to call all over the place, but we can't really take everybody. We only have a few minutes left. Reese.
Yes.
Are you going to marry this girl?
Start dating her. Keep your guns in your holster
there,
cowboy.
Yeah, but you said you're already in love.
He's always in love, he said.
Listen, I love love. I love the feeling that I have, and it's really spectacular, but I don't like to get premature about things.
Yeah.
I'm very in the moment. I'm very organic about stuff. I know is it's off to a great start, and I'm excited for the adventure.
But you're probably at a place in your life when you're ready to settle down.
I'm not a spring chicken, and believe me when I say that it's something that I look forward to and want, but I, you know, you know how there are those girls like, oh, I'm dying to get married, and it's like, honey, you need a date first.
Right.
Slow down.
Yes.
I'm at the place where I've met a fantastic person, and I will welcome whatever comes, but I'm not planning on anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Expectation can be a real killer.
Good.
Sherry can
And you're at
you
a good age. I mean, you got most of it out of your system probably, right? You got it out of your system and stuff.
Well, I
mean, give your age away, but he looks great. And I don't want to give his age away if he doesn't want to, but he's older than you would even think.
That's right.
How do you know what I would think?
Well, because he looks so damn young.
Okay, but you don't know what I think.
Well, when I say you, okay, stop taking.
No, you look
literally.
Like in late 30s. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm right in that neighborhood. Yeah, absolutely.
See, I don't think he looks like that. You say to women, he like makes women so much younger than they really are.
Because he doesn't want to fuck me. That's why. He's not looking to impress me from an age capacity. He's looking at me like, I got no shot. I don't want a shot. Fuck that guy. Yeah, what are you, 50?
That's not true. At my age, everybody looks young. Shut up.
I think you look in your early 30s.
But no. You get stuff out of your system. I think what happens is you get an opportunity to explore something, and I wrap my arms around that. So I'll take whatever adventure comes in this relationship for sure.
Sounds cool.
Thanks.
Do you like to travel a lot?
I do. You know, I go back and forth to New York a lot, and I try to travel around. My best friend Rob and I do a lot of road trips, and
nice.
I'm looking to get back to Scotland. I was actually planning a trip with my sister to Tehran. I'm first generation. Our father was from Iran. Our mother's from South America. And my sister Shazia and I were talking. I was like, we should go to Tehran. This is back in the spring.
Where's that?
Tehran is the capital of Iran.
Thank you.
And, we're
so much for her geography.
I said I was terrible at geography. I'm good at math.
Typical American.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to let that go and make you look like the asshole.
There's a world outside our window, Americans.
Yeah, no, it bothers me. It really bothers me that a lot of people don't know geography in this country.
Yeah.
Believe me, and Miss Teen South Carolina.
I didn't mean to put you down or anything. It's just the education system, I think, in this country.
I was just really bad at history, and certain things stay with me and don't stay with me. And it's not about the lack of interest. There's just I have a problem in my brain that I can't even remember movies.
That's why you have me.
We'll give you some geography lessons.
I will
for sure.
Do it and history. Yeah. I want to know.
Yeah.
So
she's like all smiley.
What else?
Okay, so for the record, I didn't mean to put down anybody. Okay, it came out wrong.
No.
But
we knew
what I'm
meant.
Saying, it's like it seems like everywhere you read, also, that kids and
well, there's
and
nothing outside of our little world here. I agree. Someone smashed my car this morning, which I didn't talk about because I let it go because she was unaware. Like she just opened her car door and flung it into mine, and she was so unaware of her own space. And I was texting at the time in a parking lot, and I was like, "Whoa!" And she was like, "Sorry," and like literally slammed it, and it just made me think, people are so not.
People can be obtuse.
Right.
They can.
Yeah. Like when you're going somewhere and they bang into you, you know, and stuff. It's like their own personal, that's just their own little world. Yeah. And I don't feel bad for them, but I didn't get angry at her or anything. Yeah. So yes, you are correct. We do not know
geography very
right.
well.
Right, I'm dumb. Yeah.
But okay, back to Tehran.
Yes, so my sister Shazia and I were giving serious consideration to, you know, going, we have relatives, right. going to Tehran. And we're looking at each other going, this could be really cool, it's time, we haven't been there in a really long time. And then the election in Tehran happened,
yeah.
and everything went to hell in a handcart. So my trip to Iran is on hold. I might go to Bogota in the spring.
Colombia.
Well
wow,
done, young lady.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I know
Jeez.
My South Americans.
Yeah. Yes. If it's tinged with the opportunity to get with somebody hot, then Sherry knows. She's like Google Maps if there's some dick in it for her.
Yeah.
What?
See, he knows me. I got all excited. Colombia! I know!
Girl, you almost said, what is Colombia?
Totally.
In a fucking
totally.
Jeopardy moment.
I'm going to come in tomorrow like knowing everything. I'm not going to work tonight. I'm studying.
So, yeah, maybe Colombia, maybe Scotland. I went to and fell in love with Scotland.
Really? But, you like it, huh?
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful there?
Yeah, I went to Edinburgh. I play golf. And I've got this friend who lives in Edinburgh, and I tell you something, if you took Boston, turned it upside down, and put it where Seattle is, you'd have a start.
Really?
Edinburgh is this amazing city with all this old world, I mean, literally
castles
thousands
and, yeah,
of
yeah,
years
yeah,
old,
yeah. Yeah.
But it pulses like a real fun, they have the Edinburgh Festival there, just kicks ass, and then you look out into the hills and the highlands, and you swear to God, you feel like you're in the Highlander or in Braveheart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I wanted to kill an Englishman for fuck's sake. It was
awesome. Looking for leprechauns.
That good, huh?
That's Ireland.
Ireland. But I do love
same general area.
Sounds similar.
Yeah.
Sounds like
same general area. Same thing as Israeli. Yeah, Egypt's close to you guys. What the
yeah.
fuck, man?
Yeah, like she's like going. What did you say yesterday about? Isn't everybody named Muhammad in the Middle
East? Oh, yeah. Everybody just said Muhammad. I said, that's because you're Israeli. And you're like, there's no one named that. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, Middle East something.
Yeah, right. There ain't no fucking Muhammads in Israel. What, you crazy?
Exactly.
Come on, girl.
We're running out of time, but I wanted you because you're working on a fun project right now.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to take a moment to promote my sketch comedy show. My partner, Laura Michelle, and I are an hilariously funny duo. We've been writing and performing our sketch comedy show for a few years.
I went once.
Yes, you
did.
I did.
Totally funny. I'm really, really good. Like,
thank
very
you.
Witty. Very
thank
clever.
You. Yeah, we write and perform well together, and we're big fans of Saturday Night Live. So we don't do stand-up. We do sketch. And we have a show coming up a week from Saturday, on Saturday, October 24th, at Molly Malone's on Fairfax. Have you ever been to Molly's?
No,
I've
I
been
haven't.
Really drunk at Molly's.
It's,
really?
It's,
yeah.
it's an L.A. institution. That
really?
Place has been there forever.
Oh.
And
they have live bands there a lot and
where's
stuff.
Where's it on, Melrose?
It's on Fairfax.
Fairfax.
575 South Fairfax Avenue, just right. north of Wilshire Boulevard. We're very proud of saying that we're the first and only comedy act they've ever booked at Molly Malone's.
I was going to say, it's always live music.
It
and
is
stuff
always
there.
Live music.
Oh.
And the guy that booked us, he saw us somewhere and he said, how would you feel about playing Molly's? And Laura and I kind of looked at each other and said, you only do bands, but we had the same reaction, like, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. If you only do bands, that means you want us for comedy.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so
awesome.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
So we're opening the show on Saturday night, Saturday, October 24th at 7:30 p.m., Molly Malone's. It's cheap. There's no drink minimum. Just come out, watch us, laugh, and enjoy yourself.
And you will, because you are hysterical and smart and good-looking. I mean, he has taken, ladies, but, you know, you can...
I will say this. There's one sketch where you'll get to see me in my underwear.
I'm
really?
Taking off work.
Yeah. Can't wait for that.
Sounds like great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam.
Never seen that before.
What, a hot body?
A man in his underwear.
Then come on down, you handsome son of a bitch. I'll make all your dreams come true.
Oh, wow.
Can't turn that down.
Okay. His girlfriend is sitting at home going, what is this?
Wait a minute. What did I just
yeah.
get myself into?
What did he say? Who is this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Check,
Reese,
please.
Well, thank you for coming in, man. You're so much fun.
Oh, thank you, okay. guys. You guys have a terrific show. It's such
of
a treat
course.
To listen
you
to
got
you.
A great
thank
personality.
You.
I really congratulate your girlfriend, really.
Cheers, mate. Thank
yeah,
you.
Oh, that's
course.
Sweet. Sam?
Yeah no,
sweet.
Really.
I know. I like when the sweet side of you comes out.
Oh.
I am as the Jews would call a mensch.
He is an adopted Jew, more than me.
Yeah, honorary MOTT, member of the tribe.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
What?
Good luck with your show and everything. Much success to you always, and it was so awesome seeing you.
Thanks, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you,
Sam. Awesome. Today's not Friday yet, right?
No, we
it's
still
tomorrow.
Have to. I still have to see
we
you one more day.
Tomorrow. Oh my God. Okay.
It's okay.
You?
I still have a lot more to talk about. and bring in another song tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. All right, folks, thank you all for joining us, and we'll be back here tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Sam and Sherry in the Morning Show, which airs every weekday from 10 a.m. until noon Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question about the show or you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please email us at info@latalkradio.com. The Sam and Sherry in the Morning Show is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.